The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.
Big day yesterday. We're live down at Legoland Dubai for the Haunted Home Run.
Yeah, we broadcast from the Cobweb Castle at Legoland Dubai. So much fun. So many cute kids all dressed up.
Yeah.
And I've got to say, I was a little bit envious of some of the costumes. I was like, oh, she looks great.
What about those girls? I went up to them, little girls, about 8 years old, and I was like, is your mum or dad a professional makeup artist?
Yes, the zip. Her face was zipped up, but like zipped halfway down so you could see the inside of her skull.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, so good. There were, of course, you know, the minions as well.
Yeah.
We had some minions, which was cool. Banana. No, potato.
Some guy... Yeah, I don't really know what you're talking about. some guy, I was dressed as Beetlejuice. Some guy dressed up as Beetlejuice as well. Outdid me.
You got outjuiced, buddy. I'm sorry.
I was outjuiced.
You were massively. Because with your makeup, at 3 p.m., your makeup looked incredible.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. By 4:30, it was starting to drip. It was kind of melting down your face. And you went from Beetlejuice to Joker from Dark Knight.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're going to scare the kids now, Harry.
Well, a couple of regrets on the choice of costume.
No, you looked great. Don't regret it.
Oh, no, if that happened after we left.
Oh, yes.
So we finished at 7 down there.
Oh, no.
It's a couple of regrets afterwards. First of all, one of our brand managers here, Marsha, I got to lift back to the marina with her.
Yeah.
So I had to get a cab from the marina.
Oh, gosh.
Middle of the marina, dressed as Beetlejuice at 8:30 at night.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Three cab drivers refused to pick me up.
No.
Until one guy was like, oh, yeah, get in. And then we're driving down Sheikhzayed Road to my joint, which is down near Umm Sakeem. So it wasn't that far. And the car kind of kept swerving to the left a bit. Not abnormal for a cab driver.
Yeah.
But I was like, looked at him, and he's just looking at me in the front seat. And then he'd like put his eyes back on the road. Then he'd look at me some more to try and comprehend who was sitting next to him.
You should have been like, Beetlejuice, mate. Beetlejuice.
Don't say it three times.
I won't say it three times. But, you know, it did kind of sag into Dark Knight kind of Heath Ledger mode.
Didn't it? Yeah.
It was a bit scary.
Which was weird because I usually look like that when I'm trying to hail a cab at about 3:30 in the morning in the marina, not 8:30 at night. Other regret, Pricey.
What was this? Oh, my gosh, another one?
I probably should have done some research before dressing up as Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Because I was into the mood of it. And then I went home and watched the movie, which because I was like, oh, I'm dressed as Beetlejuice. I haven't seen the movie for like 20 years. I'm going to watch it. He's a real creep.
He's a creeper. Michael Keaton. Oh, my gosh.
But I didn't realize how creepy
it's so bad.
That character is.
I felt bad for Gina Davis in that film.
Yes.
Poor thing.
Yeah.
Oh, so, and that was you at Legoland Dubai.
Yeah, at a kids event.
Good one.
So a couple of regrets with that.
Hey, that's management. They need to come and check with us. They need to be our filter. They can't just let us out into the wild with our own ideas.
You know what? If there's one thing I can rely on you with, Pricey, it's if I make mistakes, you can always shift the blame to management, and I love that about you. Thank you so much.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.
Pricey Scandal.
So the weekend doesn't seem to be experiencing any sort of post-breakup blues. There was a photo last night that TMZ posted, and it looks like he's having a great time being a single guy.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Well, he was out on Monday night at a Toronto nightclub at this album launch party, and he was openly smiling and dancing really closely with a mystery girl on the dance floor. They were getting pretty, up close and personal.
Well, you know, so we should. Like, the guy's got to get over it. But I don't know if this is... anyone else I've spoken to with guys after breakups, this is how it works for men.
Yeah.
We get over things really quickly. 24 hours, next day, you're with a new bird, right?
Yeah, but then do you guys... You must grieve the breakup, like, months later.
Yeah, then 6 months later, 12 months later...
Oh, you come crawling back.
You're still... Yeah, that's when it hits you.
Yeah, see, and in that 6 months, that's when the girls are getting over you guys.
Correct. So I think the girls grieve really quickly, really slowly...
Yeah.
And then after 3-6 months or whatever, they're over it.
Yeah.
They're done.
Yeah.
That's
how
I've heard it goes.
So that's what's going on right now then, because Selena Gomez on the other side was just kind of just chilling out. She was on her Insta stories riding her bicycle with a best friend down a street, and obviously it's Selena Gomez. So then about 30 fans just started chasing her down the street, and instead of riding away from them, she stopped. She hung out with them. They took photos, had selfies, and it was just a completely different vibe than what The Weeknd's getting up to.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about it yesterday, and everyone was like, how did The Weeknd pull Selena Gomez?
Yeah, true that.
Yeah.
Who knows how he did that? Wendy Williams, she fainted in the middle of her show on Halloween morning, and it happened live on the air. If you don't know who Wendy Williams is, she's a really well-known American TV host.
You'd know her face if you saw her.
You totally know her. So she was dressed up as Statue of Liberty on her show, but apparently it was just really tight in that costume. Apparently she couldn't really breathe too well. Right. The lights were flashing in her eyes, and then, yeah, she got wobbly on her feet, and it all went bad. Take a listen.
How you doing? Halloween costume contest. We do it every year. It's always a lot of fun. Let's get started. Our first caress.
And this is where she has the wobbly.
Yeah.
And then she goes.
Oh, whoa.
And then the producers cut to a commercial, and everyone was kind of tending to Wendy. And you know what? In that commercial break, she got herself together, and she was back up straight after that saying, hey, I'm okay. I passed out. This costume's really tight. I've been up for a very long time, but I'm back and I'm fighting.
Dear, that didn't sound good, because you can hear it. She's starting, she says grest instead of guest or something.
Yeah,
which is not uncommon on this show to mispronounce words, but,
that's
they're
just
on TV.
Because, that's because we're just us. There's nothing tight about this clothing that I've got on.
And we have no excuse, because we are on sugar all day in here.
And finally, Justin Bieber, he's topped the list of highest paid celebrities under the age of 30 in the world. Wow. He has earned $400 million this year. Almost half a bill.
That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
That's great. Good on you, Biebs.
Yeah, good on you.
I'm happy for him.
You know what? When he was here, I only ever heard good things about him.
Yeah.
He was pretty cool.
Taylor Swift came in at second with 362. Rihanna, who's on the cover of Vogue Arabia, by the way. Stunning.
Saw that, yeah.
292 million. And Jennifer Lawrence and Miley Cyrus round out the top five. So there you go.
Nice.
Yeah.
You got a highest paid radio announcers in there?
No, mate.
Oh, I'm not asking for you and I.
Yeah, none of us would be. Try next door. They'd probably get there.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.
Pricey's partner, Kiwi Jamie's got a new friend called Hot Jace.
You give me the wind.
Yeah, so Hot Jace has moved over from Australia. He's a fitness and lifestyle coach, and he's kind of taken Jamie under his wing. They're going to the gym together, and Jamie's getting into shape, and he looks fantastic.
Spending a lot of time together.
But yeah, then after the gym, it's turning into going to this cafe where it's called the Heat Cafe, Healthy Eats and Treats or something. And they go and get it. They share a plate of pancakes.
Oh, I love that.
And then I called him the other day, and he was at Mall of the Emirates. And I said, what are you doing? What are you buying? And he said, oh, nothing much. I just introduced Jason to pumpkin spice latte. So we went and grabbed one of those. And I was like, hang on. That's our thing. Why are you doing our thing with someone else?
Yeah, I know. I'm really sorry.
So, yeah, that's the most of it. Like, it's not too bad. But I'm just wondering. I'm like, come on. Like, I feel like my time's being divided now. I'm feeling a little neglected.
Yeah, look, 4009, if you have ever been in a similar boat to Pricey here and perhaps could give her some words of wisdom and advice if your partner has basically spent a lot more time with their friend than you.
Yeah, I'm feeling, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they could help you out.
I mean, I'm playing it cool. I'm trying to be nice about it. But really deep down, it kind of hurts.
So when you talked about it on Sunday's show, I think.
Yeah.
Did anything change post chat about it? It was good to get it out, obviously.
No, not really.
No? Are they closer, do you think? Or
yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Even like, all the time. They kind of finish each other's sentences sometimes.
Yeah.
Like you and I, we finish each other's sentence, but that's because we spend 4 hours a day together.
Well, and also, like, we help each other out with that because we can't finish the sentence. You're like, it's all right, I've got this, Harry.
Yeah.
I'll finish what you're trying to say.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.
Pricey Scandal.
So back in September, the Disney Channel announced that it's working on a remake of the classic movie Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
You
no
know
way.
With Bette Midler?
I love that movie.
Me too.
Yeah.
So Bette Midler caught wind of it, and she's like, you know what? I'm not on board. I'm not doing it, because she thinks that Disney Channel is going to make it cheap. So she's like, I'm not part of it. Yeah.
Disney now do like Star Wars. They do everything.
Well, that's
this is Disney Channel.
And if you think about those movies back in the 80s and the 90s, they don't look as good. They kind of, not cheap, but they don't look as great and expensive as now.
Yeah, that's why we like them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't think it would cheapen it if you were to do it again. But Bette Midler is like not on board at all.
I get where she's coming from. Sometimes where there's a legacy for things, don't touch it.
Yeah, totally.
Stay away from it.
Like Top Gun.
Yeah.
You wouldn't do it.
They're going to ruin that.
Home Alone. Actually, Home Alone 2 was good. Home Alone 3 was like, yeah.
Didn't even know there was a Home Alone 3.
Yeah, but it wasn't Macaulay, that's why.
It's non-existent.
And, of course, if there was a Sex and the City 3, it would be amazing because it's such a great cast.
You'd be all over that, yeah.
I'd love it. So we know that Kim Cattrall, she's kind of the weakest link in the whole thing because she's like, I don't want to do it again. I don't get along with the girls. And so she's kind of putting a stop to it, whereas there's a whole script, a whole story ready to go. They just need the whole cast, right?
Right.
So actually, Kim Cattrall actually said, I don't mind if someone else plays Samantha. Like, she's not precious at all about it.
Cool.
And guess who's put up their hand to actually play Samantha in Sex and the City 3?
I don't know. Well, she's blonde, isn't she?
Yeah.
I can't think of, like, a blonde actress off the top of my head.
Well,
but...
yeah, it's not an actress. It's a singer. It's Sia.
Sia
has put her hand up to play Samantha in Sex and the City 3. Take a listen.
And we can confirm it's also not called Sex and the City 3, despite the fact that
Oh, my God, I wanted to do that. I wanted to play. I was like, I'll play Sam. Like, nobody cares. Like, they just want the movie. We just want to see another movie, please. Like, I'll take a bullet. I'll take all the people haters saying she's not Sam. I don't care. I just want to see the movie.
You'd be a
great
Sam.
I had a very promiscuous early 20s. I can do it.
Is that the prerequisite, is it?
Apparently so.
Wow.
You're experienced, I guess.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.
I saw this story floating around, Pricey.
Yeah.
It actually procured my attention because it's a story out of Hawaii.
I love Hawaii.
We know you do.
I want to be Hawaiian.
You want to be Hawaiian, yeah. Mm. Yeah. A judge on the Hawaiian island of Maui has handed down an unorthodox sentence to a man. Judge Rhonda Liu ordered Darren Young to write 144 compliments about his ex-girlfriend in response to the 144 nasty text messages and calls that he was accused of sending her.
Oh,
so it was like harassment, right?
Yeah, okay.
So that's why they're in court. For every nasty thing you said about her, you're going to have to say a nice thing, the judge had written, and no repeating words. So pretty strange sentence, really.
That is bizarre. What a peculiar sentence to to lay upon somebody.
I'd be a strict judge. If it were me, just straight to jail. Gavel comes down.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
I think this is good. This is almost like a kind of rehab, isn't it? It's teaching him how to be positive.
How to be nice and positive.
I think that's great.
On the spot.
Oh, I know what you're doing.
I have to do this too. On the spot, one compliment. One. Compliment
don't
about each other.
Don't we have to first do the assault, the insult? No? Okay, we're going to go nice.
We insult each other every day on the show.
We literally, just before we put the microphones on, we were insulting each other.
Correct.
Okay, so we're even then. Okay.
Yes. So one, do you want me to go first?
No, I'll go first.
Okay.
Okay, so just one compliment for you.
Yeah, and I know I'm looking around, like, neither of us have written anything down. This is the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay.
Okay.
The one thing that I think is a great quality in you, Andrew Joshua Harrison.
I'm listening.
Is that you have the patience. You have great patience with me.
Yeah.
Me in particular. But you always see the great in everybody. So, like, you'll talk to anyone and you'll give them 150% of your attention.
Mm.
And you're very friendly and very nice.
Oh, that's
straight
very nice.
Up.
That's
there's
very
no... There's no kind of preconceptions with you. There's no judgmentalness with you.
That's very true. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's really kind. We had never nice to one another.
This feels
weird, doesn't it?
I think I need a steak.
There's one thing about you that I love. And I've noticed that our compliments to one another are kind of a... We're about... I'll explain it in a moment.
Yeah, okay. Oh, this is so weird.
It is weird.
Is this like wedding
vows?
Okay.
I'm just saying this is the first thing. There are many things that I adore about you, Pricey. You know that.
Mm.
Many things. The first thing that always comes to my mind is how blindly faithful you will be on my side. For anything.
It's so true.
For anything. Even before you've heard both sides of the story, you are on my side 100%. And I don't have a lot of people in my life that are like that.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
I love that about you. Yeah. I adore that.
That's a difficult thing, you know. I am like that.
Yes.
Sometimes people will pull me into an office and they'll be like, listen, Harry did this today. And in my head, I'm like, oh, you idiot. But to them, I'm like, nah, leave him alone.
Yep.
He did it. Yeah, I'll completely have your back, so I know what you mean.
And then you go back to me and go, so what really happened? And I explain, you're like, wow, that is all entirely your fault. But I stuck up for you, so you still have your job. So I'm like, thank you, Price.
Dubai 92.
Harry and Pricey's Shower Thoughts.
Yeah, this is where we wrap up the show and leave you with a thought we've had in the shower, something for you to ponder for the rest of the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Pricey, mine is a thought and as well as an admittance of guilt.
Ooh, interesting. You have me hooked.
I'm going away at the end of the year for a trip with New Flame Danny.
Yes.
At Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
I had a great time with you last year at Christmas. Mm. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
It was excellent.
Thank you.
I am doing this trip for two reasons. One, I would like to have a holiday. Secondly, I don't want to buy Christmas presents for you and all your friends.
Fair enough.
Okay.
I'm with you.
Okay, good. Okay. Oh, yeah. I feel so much better.
I mean,
now.
There was so much pressure last year on the Christmas presents that I think even my friends this year, we're all like, you know what? Let's put a cap on it and let's just everybody relax.
Okay, because I was struck this morning in my shower with a thought.
Okay.
It was that I was like, oh no, I'm still going to have to get Christmas presents before I go away.
No, you're not.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
okay,
it's fine.
And I wanted to bring this up on the air so there was a record of it. Yeah. We've spoken about this.
That's fine.
Okay, good.
My present to you is letting you go away for Christmas holidays and me having to hold the fort here at Dubai 92.
Thank you very much for doing that.
You're welcome.
I feel extra guilty now that I've said I'm not going to buy a Christmas present and you're covering work.
Well,
wow.
Our boss was like, well, the good news is you're allowed to go on holidays. The bad news is only one of you can go on holiday. And we were like, oh. So we rock, paper, scissors it and you won.
Yeah, yeah. And then I felt bad again and I was like, oh, Pricey, do you want, and you, before you could even answer, I said, okay, great, thanks, yeah. I'll take it. I've already booked it, by the way.
I couldn't even take a breath. I was like, fine, I'm in. I'll do Christmas then.
Okay, so we've got the record of it. No gifts.
No gifts.
You're not going to get me a present?
No.
As you said, you're covering here at work.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, sweet. Okay.
Done. Glad we've got that sorted out.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.